This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Marco Rubio was unapologetic when asked about his presumed radical view of restricting abortion. Rubio simply reduced his arguments to human rights. Rubio says babies have a right to life no matter how they are conceived. Rubio has outdone even other Republican candidates who have of late offered so-called sweet spot candidate exceptions for abortion in cases of rape or incest. Mrs. Clinton predictably calls Rubio's position pathetic as she defends abortion up to the moment of birth. At NFL playoffs, Americans are accustomed to fans and even fanatical disagreements over various teams. Steelers, Seahawks, Broncos, Panthers, Texans, Cowboys. But a Doritos Super Bowl ad is being dissed by NARAL for, their words here, humanizing fetuses. The facts are, despite NARAL's objections, human babies respond in the womb. Maybe not to Doritos, but they respond. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. David DeLaden, criminally accused of what can reasonably be seen as legal activity, apparently has good friends. Numerous pro-life advocates say they are prepared to file ethics complaints against his prosecutor if she fails to drop charges within 3 weeks. His attorneys say that citizen journalists are clearly permitted to investigate and do the things DeLaden did in his Planned Parenthood video investigations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.